Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers will laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle will not first sit down and decide whether if 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, everyone of you who does not denounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John the Cross. He is the one with Teresa of Avila to renew the Carmelite order. When we say he's the cross, St. John the Cross, means his life is going through suffering, also he's preaching many on the beauty of carrying the cross. Today, the gospel today also mentioned to us those who want to follow Jesus have to denounce everything, even his own life. To do the will of God, you have to put down yourself. It's not always easy. So we need to have a special grace to ask John of the Cross to protect us, teaching us no matter what we are, where we are, if we want to follow Jesus, we have to carry our own cross. That means to say, not for your own good. Whatever decision is to have the great glory of God. When we want to build a new home, a new community, it's most important is the love. Love means mutual love. Mutual love means you have to die of yourself so that we can have unity with others. That's why Jesus says, "You do not hate your father and mother, your children, your friend, cannot be my disciple." It's not that Jesus doesn't want us to love, but Jesus wants us to love a new way. That means to say, put on yourself, forgetting yourself, always blessing, then cursing, always helping, then refusing. So let us invite St. John of the Cross to protect us, to pray for us, wherever we go, what we do, always want the will of God, always carrying the cross. With the help of Jesus, what is impossible for man is possible for Jesus. So let us start again today, a new day, to follow Jesus, but denying ourselves and to love each one, all of them who is next to us.